Praise the Lord. Let's go to the next verse. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hot not the oil and the wine. I've not explained that. The oil and the wine say don't hot. That was the period that Luther was going to rise with a revival, and he was going to be untouchable. You are killing the rest, but this one you will not kill. And when he started in Rome, what did God use to keep him untouchable and keep the revival going? He used another German emperor. Luther was a German man. Germany was under the Roman Empire, but now it had gained its independence from Rome. And now they were already angry that all their resources and people were more loyal to a pope in Rome than them in Germany. So when somebody who was of influence rose up, the king backed him up. Touch not the oil and the wine. It was a move of God. It was a revival. Now God used that king to sustain that revival. Okay, now the next verse. The fourth seal now. Seal number four. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. What is the fourth beast? Say it if you know it. Shout it if you know it. It's like the flying eagle. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Hallelujah. And hell followed with him. Death was written on him. Hell followed with him. And power was given unto him, unto them, over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Take note of this verse 8. Two things, death and hell, followed this one that was now on the pale horse, because it is in the days of this pale horse rider. It is a continuation of the pale horse rider that we shall get to chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, where in the last 3.5 years, the tribulation period, it is still this same pale horse rider that will be destroying and during the time of tribulation. That's why he's given death and hell given to him. And he was killing and killing. If you don't have the mark of the beast, it is a continuation of this fourth seal. Praise the Lord. But why did the color change? The color changed to pale. It was white, from white to red, from red to black. Now it is what? Pale. Pale color there. Eh? It's a mixture of colors. That when you look at it, you cannot even define the color. Because among the rainbow colors, there is no color called pale there. So it be like this. It be like that is a color of deception. And so who is this pale horse rider? Is the same rider. Okay. Remember that it was now total restoration. The works of grace, the first one, justification, was restored by Luther. The third works of grace was sanctification in the next church age by John Wesley. And then, now, in this, after John Wesley, the last one that he destroyed was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Holy Ghost, so that there were no manifestations of the gifts anymore. And in 1906, in Azusa Street Revival, God restored the gifts. That was the final thing that God did to withstand that black horse rider. Praise the Lord. And then before you know what, revival was going on around the world. Power. Speaking in tongues. Power. Anointing everywhere. Then, what will he use to counter this anointing that is disgracing me up and down. He decided to also come with his own anointing. Deception. And so now, one of the signs of the end time, the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 told his disciples, beware of false prophets. For many will come in my name and say there are many Christs. He speaks about Christ. Christ there is anointing. False Christ will come. False prophets will come. False anointed ones will come. It is the Antichrist spirit that will come. Say, speaking in tongues is evidence, Abby. First, he started by teaching that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. He brought that error. Once it was accepted, that's all. You see where it has reached today. So that he came enough, decided enough to make you think that you have eternal life when you don't have it. And that is where the death is. And that is where the hell is. Just look at them. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Just look at them. It doesn't matter. I see anointing. God restored holiness in the church through John Wesley. Satan is coming to say, it doesn't matter. You can dress anyhow. You can act anyhow. It is grace. And a lot of people are not knowing that it is serpent again speaking to Eve, the church. Did God say, you will not eat of this tree? You have not heard preachers say. Did the Bible say, you will not wear that which pertains to a man? The woman cannot wear that which pertains to a man. The man cannot wear that. No. You don't understand. Is that not the same sermon that serpent preached to Eve? Bible say a man is coming to say it doesn't matter. It was, and then my emphasis is that man is anointed. That is it. Praise the Lord. It is that pale horse rider that has produced all the nonsense that is going on in Christianity today in the realm of the anointing. He comes with eloquent people. Anointed speakers that will speak, and when they are preaching grace, you will think they are actually preaching grace, but unknown to you, they are preaching death. They are leading you to hell, for death and hell they follow together with that horse rider. Anybody they think catches is death. You separate from God and you're on your way to hell. But while they are there deceiving, glory be to God. God released that anointing on his people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a prophetic anointing. The eagle flies the highest and sees the farthest. He will see beyond. Hallelujah. He sees far. He can see the spirit that is coming up. It's a prophetic anointing, and he released it in this age through a prophet. That is why this is the age with a messenger, star messenger, that is a prophet by that eagle anointing. Prophets in the Bible are also referred to as eagles. That is the anointing they have. Why? They have tossed the Lord. And this age, we have tossed the Lord. Come back to Bible Christianity. That same one that came in the dark ages has come again to take people out of the Bible. Oh, glory be to God. Total restoration. There are genuine gifts of the Holy Ghost, but there are counterfeit also. And judge them by what they preach. Anything contrary to what Apostle Paul preached, to what all the apostles preach, is what? Praise the Lord. It's false. It's a cost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why the elect in this age cannot be deceived. Every age had the bride for that age, and they followed the star messenger for that age. Because that is the beast that was released to keep them from the nonsense going on at that time. the breaking of the seals. Seal number 1, 2, 3, and 4 covers the 7 church ages. Covers the period that he is collecting all for dead children of Adam whose names are written in the book of life. He comes to collect them. The process of collection we battle here and here in every age. But he's the conqueror. Praise the Lord. We are overcomers. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Yes. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. In the new Jerusalem, we are a crown. Now, verse 9, Revelation chapter 6. We have opened 4 seals. We have seen what it is all about. Verse 9, and when he had opened the 5th seal, seal number 5, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. They were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Take note of who they are. They were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying under the altar, they are now, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Take note here. Who are these people? The souls that are under the altar, they are not Gentiles. They are Jews. They are not those that came out from the 7 church ages. They are Jews. Another event took place by seal number 5, and that is the Holocaust, where Hitler and his German Gestapo, and who are they? The Nazis. He said they were killed for the word of God. What is the word of God? The prophecy concerning the nation of Israel as a special people. For that reason, because why were you killing them? And for their testimony, the testimony is that they are children of Abraham, they are Jews. Why was Hitler killing them? The only reason is because they were Jews, nothing more. Because they think that they are a special race. It was not Hitler doing it, it was Satan. The same Antichrist spirit in the 5th seal. How do we know that they are not the Gentiles there? Gentiles enjoy grace. Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they are doing. But here, they are asking for revenge. Vengeance! Only the Jews know that according to their law. Praise God. They are Jews. Do me, I do you. Kill me, I kill you. See the way they are handling the Palestinians. They are not Jews that believed Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take note. It says, verse 11. It says, and white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. When will this be fulfilled? It will be fulfilled, praise the Lord, in the last 3.5 weeks of Daniel's three and a half years of the last 7 years of the prophecy that was given to Daniel. That is the last 1 week, in the middle of it, the last 1 week is 7 years, 3.5 years, according to Daniel chapter 9. Now we shall come there. We are coming there later on. But that period of tribulation that the Jews will go through, that is the period of the mark of the beast. The 666 mark. The mark of the beast. That beast is that same old Antichrist. And if you don't have that mark, you neither buy nor sell. And that anyone that refuses, of course, you know what they will do with them. So that is the period, and it will last for 3.5 years. That is the woman in Revelation chapter 12. Now we are getting to where we will have to juggle. Revelation is not fulfilling chronologically like that. It's not a revelation. The agenda for redemption, if we're going to get the complete picture, then we have to follow it as it is scattered in the book of Revelation. Because where we are going now, it will even take us to the Old Testament, come back to the New Testament. It's now, for instance, you can see that where he's referring to is Revelation chapter 13. Taking us back to Daniel chapter 9, where it takes place. The last 3.5 years, where all the wickedness are released. But before that is done, we have gone in the rapture. Praise the Lord. Now, the period is known in the Bible as the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is Israel. The time of Jacob's trouble. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12. Let's read it. That's why I say we have to go up and down like that. Revelation chapter 12. That woman in Revelation chapter 12 is a description of Israel. Let me just read it from verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So you know those are the 12 tribes of Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in bed, and pained to be delivered with the prophecies of the Messiah that shall come. She was pregnant because she was in bondage and she needed deliverance, and she was looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. But the Messiah came and they did not recognize him. Okay? And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. That same power that was ruling from Rome, the Antichrist spirit. And his tail is the history now. This is his history, the history now. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. That was when he had a battle with Angel Gabriel, where he wanted to claim authority with God. I will do this, I will do this. And the Bible says he took 1/3 of the population of angels in heaven to follow him. And they were cast away. That is how they left heaven and came to earth here. And the dragon stood before the woman. That same dragon now is standing before Israel. She will not say, Messiah, go come, Abi. Messiah, make I see how you go take come here. Which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child. What is his name? Are we together? What is the name of the child? Thank you. Jesus Christ. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Is that not where he is now? And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there. How long? 1,260 threescore days, 1,260 days, divided by 30 days in a month, the prophetic calendar is exactly 3.5 years. That is the period of tribulation. That is what you see in Revelation chapter 6, where he says that, and their fellow servant also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. It is fulfilled in these scriptures. I mean, during the tribulation period. Praise the Lord. Now, it is at the end of the fourth seal opening, the fifth seal opening, after the fifth seal is open, where he's able to see where those souls are. Between seal number six, number five, seal number five and seal number six, the rapture takes place. Now, notice, the rapture takes place actually in the seal number seven. By fulfillment, I'm speaking grammar now. By fulfillment, seal number seven is fulfilled before seal number six. Praise the Lord. Seal number six. They are all open, quite all right. But in the order of fulfillment, hallelujah. After seal number five, the next seal is seal number seven. And seal number seven was opened in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Can we open it? That's why I say, because by the time we come to Revelation chapter 7, the rapture has taken place. You see? And yet, see us in chapter 8 now, verse 1. Then we shall come back after chapter 8, verse 1. Then it will take us to chapter 10. The continuation, the fulfillment of chapter 7, seal number 7, seal number 7, AD 70. Now, I'm supposed to take this teaching. No, with me. Look, I want to evangelize. Not with this teaching. This thing, the brain work too much for this one. Amen. And my enemies are watching now to see whether I will make a mistake. Enter message believers. They are watching now to see whether I will make a mistake. I'm not going to make a mistake. If I talk anything, I'm not talking well. Next Sunday, I'll come and correct it. They are watching now. If I make any mistake, they will write a book to correct me, to show that I am false. I don't know anything. I know something, though. I know something. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's go to chapter 8 now. So you see, seal number 6 is suspended. Because seal number 6 will take place after seal number 7 is fulfilled. What is seal number 7? It's chapter 8, verse 1. Take note. You see, seal number 5, listen. You can see seal number 5, no beast, say come and see. Seal number 7, no beast, come and see. Seal number 6, no beast, come and see. Because he has finished with the church. Praise the Lord. Now, activities that take place after he has finished with the church are the remaining chapters. Praise God. But still, the church is not yet gone after seal number 5. Seal number 7 now, before I come to seal number 6. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. There was silence. That is all. From verse 2, another thing they talk. That's what you do with that seal again. From verse 2 of chapter 8, it's a different matter entirely now. All we know concerning seal number 7 is that it was opened and there was silence in heaven. Why was there silence in heaven? The answer is in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Please, Thomas, if I'm missing it, just come and collect the microphone and continue. Thank you. Are we there? Praise the Lord. I read this one. I read this thing. So I say, you can know something, but to explain it will be a problem. I say, how will I explain this thing now? Eh? Small time I go sleep. Like person when they prepare for exams, when you never ready, they sleep, no sleep. So that's going to wake me up. I say, hey, they prepare something. I carry this book. Make sure say I talk the correct thing. I carry, if you go on top of my bed, books full everywhere. A thought occurred to me. A friend of mine who was a military governor one time. So I had something to do with him. He was a friend. So I went to visit him in government house. The ADC said, okay, I said you should come. When I entered his room, on top of his bed, now drugs, medicine. I said, Oga, what's this? He said, hello, this seat. Later on, he died of a kidney problem. But everywhere I was. So, when I woke up in the night, last night, I went to the toilet, east myself. When I came back, books filled my bed. Then I remember, I said, my own are books. My friend, oh, was drugs on top. The drugs was to enable him have life. My books is to enable me have life too. It's to enable me have life. So I started laughing at myself. Then I rearranged the books. I said, I vexed. I said, I will go talk the one where I know. The one where I know, no. Don't do. I don't feel sleep well again. Praise the Lord. Why was there silence in heaven? Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. He said, and I saw another mighty angel, verse 1, came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Who is that angel? Who is he? Jesus himself. And he had in his hand a little book. Which book is that? The book, the title, Tears of Redemption, that he collected from him that sat upon the throne in Revelation chapter 5. It's now in his hand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, what happened? Seven thunders uttered their voices. That means, okay, all right. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. No more time. No more time. Now, listen. Go to Luke chapter 13. Put your finger there. We're coming back here. Luke chapter 13 from verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, what did he say? Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. See where I am going, verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up
and had shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, whence ye are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And he added, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now see where I am going. Verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up. Who is the master of the house? Jesus himself. Risen from where? From the mercy seat. He has been sitting on the mercy seat, interceding for you and I, till the last elect, whose name is written in the book of life, comes in under grace among the Gentiles. And the elect, because there are Jews that believe. There are some of them that believe. Until that elect in grace, the last one comes in, he stands up with the book of redemption, the title deeds. When he stands up, he swears that there should be time no longer. That is seal number 7. The man that has been sitting down for interceding in his priestly office as the high priest of our profession now stands up, because the scene is about to change. Oh, glory be to God. He's changing now to go and collect his possession. The rapture is about to take place. The last one has come in. That action of standing up is what produces that silence in the seventh seal. The whole heaven attention. Why? Because for the past 2,000 years, the mercy seat has been receiving prayers of the saints. There was always noise there. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Since that the fornication, you fell, you fornicated. Mercy, Lord. All the prayer you have been praying here, when you commit sin, when you could be calling upon God, the noise is on the mercy seat. It's in the mercy seat all our prayers are going to. From there, he presents it to the Father, the high priest. Praise God. That office is over. So any prayer you pray, you say, get you away from me, I don't know you. He closes the door. Why is he closing the door? Listen, church. I told you the other time. Anybody there that has traveled international flights, they will warn you to be at the airport at least 3-4 hours before departure time. Praise the Lord. The time that aircraft takes off. Amen. It's not the time you came to the airport. Hallelujah. There are activities that you will undergo, and there is time for everyone. The flight is taking off 12 o'clock. And they tell you, come and make sure you are there at least 2 hours before takeoff time. The time to take off still remains 2 hours. And you are arriving at the airport, they will tell you, checking in has closed. Let somebody understand salvation. But has the aircraft taken off? No. Why? After they have closed the checking in counter. Nobody can be checked in again. Those who have been checked in now, there is something else that will go on. What is going on there now is now behind the counter. Those who are outside don't know anything about it. That is the seven thunders. That is the seven thunders. That's why he said, don't write it. Only those who cross over. Oh, glory be to God. Only those who cross over. Only them will hear it. the message seat is still there now. You can come in. You can still enter now. And he will seal you with the Holy Ghost. Only those who receive the sealing of the Holy Ghost is the boarding pass. Only those who receive the boarding pass go to the next stage. Some other thing will take place that will prepare you. That is why you will even, there are things, checks, security checks, and everything else. Make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it also includes the John ministry from verse 8. Can we have verse 8 of Revelation chapter 10? From verse 8 to verse 11. That is where the John ministry comes in. And the voice which I heard, and please, quickly, between verse 7 and verse, verse 6 and verse 8, there is a verse there. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, because it is the rounding up activity time, seven star messenger, seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. What is the mystery? I have explained the mystery. The mystery is in Romans chapter 11, I think it's in verse 24, that you, being a wild olive tree, you are grafted contrary to nature. And I've explained it. That is the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. And that crafting period will last seven church ages. When it is completed, it will be rounding up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. What am I saying? The checking encounter will be closing in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Under a ministry known as the shout that wakes up the foolish, all the virgins, wakes up. Chapter 25, verse 6, Matthew. And 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16. The Lord himself will first descend for the rapture with a shout. It's a ministry, praise the Lord, that says, ladies and gentlemen, all checked in passengers of flight WW2, bright, home-going airline. Please get ready. Go through gate D41. And everybody is looking at gate, any other gate, they are not interested. Gate 2, gate. You know, these days, you know, they use this thing again. Everything you need to know. Oh, you know, God is wonderful. The gospel even according to nature. See, do you know now, you go to the airport, they are removing anybody attending to you. Now you sit down in your home, you go to the internet, you check in, you select the seat you want to sit down in the aircraft, and then you check, when you get to the airport, there's a machine there, you will go, now machine, it will give you your boarding pass. If you get load, you go and give them. If you don't get load, then you go. On that paper is the time for boarding, and you don't go to ask anybody which gate. There are notices, because they will tell you the gate may change. So you are there watching. There's a computer at the airport. Oh, this is my flight. This is the gate. Once you have found the gate, it's written. You begin to look for it. It can take you from here to Festac. Some airports are very big. Eh? You know something? When you are moving, I discover when you are looking for your gate, all the passengers. D4, go this way. D4, go this way. Anybody, when they pass, you know they look and move. Your attention all is on the direction. Now it is homegoing time. Where is your attention? Where is your attention? Where is your attention? The Bible. Everybody look at the Bible. That That is your bearing. Some of you are looking at your church, looking for church to attend.
Instead of going to read your Bible, read your word, and know God's divine agenda. Where are we now? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And this is the day. But this is the seventh church age. And there is a voice of the angel of God, the star messenger for this age. And we have caught the revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original Christianity. Back to the word of God. Let's say be the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 8. Hey. Verse 8. 8, 9, 10, 11. Chapter 10. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again. And said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Who is he talking about there? He said, hallelujah. He's talking about those who have been checked in. There is going to be another revival. It is a revival. Now, quickly, let me quickly tell you this. There is this controversy until it divides us into different groups among the followers of William Branham's ministry. Listen, those that say the seven thunders have been revealed, and they make a big issue of it. Now, we ask them, what is it saying? Because nobody, only John, heard what they said. He was about to write. He didn't write it. So if anybody comes to you and says, the seven thunders has been revealed, the first question you should ask, and they hate it. I see their comments on the Facebook of some of you. When you try to say, don't mind Pastor, he thinks he's smart. He uses wisdom to knock off revelation. He uses, that's what they use. Tell me, what are they saying? Because we don't know. It was not written anywhere. So, how do you know the seven thunders have been revealed? You will hear stupid answers as the seven thunders are is the entire message. The seven thunders are the seven seals. The seven thunders are the seven virtues. The latest one, another one say, the seven thunder is divine love. Praise God. Nothing like that. It is an agenda. It's a move. Something will happen. Hallelujah. Something will happen. Now, the second group of people, in fact, it's not even second, there's only one person. I don't know whether they are around the world, but at least in Nigeria here. There's a very wonderful brother, Brother Amos Omoborewo, that transformed himself from the title of a lead apostle. He's a lead apostle. Now, he is now John. What he's saying here, they begin to arrogate to themselves offices. He's saying that he is the one fulfilling that ministry, John. That means there will be a man that God will use. And that he's the one God is using. What is it? Is that the continuity of revelation. The whole conventions, twice every year, they don't like me one bit. But I like them. I love them. There's nothing we are struggling for now.
I'm not looking for office. If I was looking for a chieftaincy title, then I would fight that he's not recognizing me. But he's fighting me because I refuse to recognize him. I know how to identify every ministry in the Bible. And the Bible tells me the coming of the Lord, how it will look like. He says, as if they say he is here, don't go there. If they say he's here, don't go there. He said, as the light enlightening from the east, shining to the west, so shall the coming of the Lord be. The light started from Jerusalem, the first time messenger, Apostle Paul. Look at all the other messengers. Finally, the sun sets in the west, in the ministry of William Branham, in the west. There is no earth messenger. And in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, what happens? The mystery is finished. No more salvation. Listen, church. Before John ministry will start, the thunders have sounded. And before the thunders will sound, salvation is over. But salvation is still going on now. Therefore, the thunder has not sounded. And the thunder has not sounded. Where are you getting John ministry from? You can do that to people who don't know their Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next thing that the bride is waiting for, the last one that will come in, and it can be any time from now, he stands up. Once he has stood up, no more salvation. Are you still joking with your life? Are you still joking with your eternal destination? In this end of end time, you are still chasing worldly things that we shall soon go and leave behind here. At the detriment of your soul. Any time from now, the seventh angel has sounded his message. He sounded and finished, and God took him away since 1965. We are still just enjoying his mercy, waiting for you and me, the last one, to come in. Do you know when he will come in? We don't know. Then he stands up. No more salvation for the next move. And the next move is not a general one anymore. It's not a general one anymore because it is that next move that gives us rapturing faith. It is that next move that will make you never, you won't even bother to go to work again. You won't bother to go and look for a wife again, brother. You never marry. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will be dancing dance steps for your proposed girlfriend to see you. There are some dance that we dance. Some people, you think that they are worshiping God. Actually, they are using body language and communicating with one sister. That's the truth. There was one musician here at that time, Robinson. Every time, Choma, 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 Choma. I didn't know that he was eyeing one Choma in the congregation. That time, you won't bother with that one again. You are homebound. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After that is fulfilled and we go home, then the sixth seal will be open. The sixth seal is a judgment seal. The judgment that will come upon this world after we have gone. After the Antichrist dealing with the Jews and all that takes place. It is too detailed and I won't spoil it with any comment now. Till next Sunday. God bless you. God bless you. Can we stand up? Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The prophet foretold. The Gentile is numbered.